the poisoning of former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko in London in November has brought attention to Britain's Russian immigrant community. NPR's Rob Gifford has this portrait of Russians in London.
London is truly one of the world's international cities, and it has many nicknames. After the bombings in the US on 9/11, there's been much focus on the idea of Londonistan and the city's large Muslim community. Now, though, especially since the poisoning of Alexander Litvinenko, we hear more about Londongrad, home to perhaps 200,000 Russians. For dissidents, there's one main reason for coming, says Oleg Gordievsky, a high-ranking KGB spy who defected to Britain in the 1980s.
Freedom, and the freedom which you have in America, freedom of thought, freedom of enterprise, freedom of settlement, freedom of transportation. That's why they come here. It's very simple.
But not all of the Russians in London are dissidents or political asylum seekers looking to escape their opponents in Moscow. Many are here for more complex reasons. Take Roman Abramovich, one of the so-called oligarchs who made literally billions of dollars in Russia in the 1990s during the sell-off of Soviet state assets. He decided 3 years ago to spend $260 million buying Chelsea soccer team in London. Abramovich has since spent hundreds of millions more buying new players to make Chelsea, now dubbed Chelsky, a world-class team. And it's not just soccer teams that are being bought as wealthy Russians head west to London.
Well, I've come to one of London's most exclusive neighbourhoods, Mayfair W1, perhaps the poshest postcode in town. And there's no area in which the influx of wealthy Russians is being felt more than in the real estate market. And I've been joined by Grace Margulies of real estate agents Knight Frank, who deal frequently with some of the wealthy Russians who come to London to invest. And you're a Russian speaker, Grace, I believe.
I am indeed,
so
yeah.
You get a lot of wealthy Russians who want to come and buy houses, is it? Large houses or apartments here in Mayfair?
Both, actually. In fact, they in the past 12 months have bought 1 in 5 of every property in central London, over 6 million.
£6 million, that's about $12 million.
Something like that, yes.
And the area here in Mayfair, it's very sort of traditionally British. It sort of must be 19th century. There's a lot of the rather traditional British architecture, the Connaught Hotel over the road here. Is that the sort of thing that they like?
They do. They love the English or British traditions. They find some of these magnificent buildings reflected in some of the best architecture at home, specifically, say, the palaces of St. Petersburg, where you have the most wonderful first-floor drawing rooms with sweeping staircases and beautiful detail and cornicing.
Love of British tradition is a theme that runs through most conversations you have with Russians now living in London. And of course, they've brought with them some of their own traditions, not to mention eating habits. Delicatessens and restaurants have sprung up selling pickled herring, Siberian pork dumplings, and of course, vodka. And certain nightclubs and bars have become known as places where young Russians come to have some fun.
London is the capital of the world in the eyes of wealthy Russians. That's what it is.
Marina Starkova first came to London as a journalist in the 1990s, but she and a Russian partner now run a public relations company called Red Square that caters specifically to the Russian residents of London and those who want to come here, especially for the so-called English season over the summer. Events like tennis at Wimbledon, horse racing at Royal Ascot and the Henley Rowing Regatta.
Everything is here. Everything you wish for, you can find here. It's very easy to get to London. It's only 3.5 hours flight from Moscow. It's language. English is international language. Wealthy Russians come over here for tax reasons because it's very favorable towards foreigners. Russians like to send their children to schools here. And traditions which we all Russians miss so much are still alive here.
Political relations between London and Moscow have undoubtedly been damaged by the death here of Alexander Litvinenko. But by and large, any darker political side to the Russian community in London has been submerged by the influx of wealthy, and now many less wealthy, Russians in search of good investments, lost traditions, or simply a better life. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.